'cause it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome to tonight's show, folks. You're listening live to the Trump phenomenon. I'm James Kelso, a host, along with Paul Fromm in Mississauga, Ontario, Canada, and George in Maryland. And we invite your phone calls in this live show, as we have throughout the 3 years that the American Freedom Party, the host of all of these shows, has been bringing you Patriot Radio. We're on Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 p.m., as we are in this show, here on September 12th, 2016. We also have a Sunday, three-hour Sunday show from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. The only day we take off is Saturday. And we invite you to call in at our call-in number, which is 512-716-1603. That's 512-716-1603. We have two other numbers, 512-716-1883 and 512-716-1897. And you can find those numbers on the listen page at republicbroadcasting.org if you didn't have a chance to jot those down. So we'll take your calls throughout the show. We have a lot to cover tonight in our short 1 hour together. Let me just check on my co-host here. I think I hear George there.
George here. Good to be here, James.
Yes, and I'm here too, James. It's Paul.
Thank you, George and Paul. Gentlemen, tonight we have two, among the things we have to cover are two appearances today by Donald Trump. He spoke at the in Baltimore at the National Guard Association General Conference today. That was magnificent. That was at 1 p.m. in Baltimore. And then later, just a little while ago, in Asheville, North Carolina, he spoke at the U.S. Cellular Center to an absolutely sardine-packed crowd in that 8,000-capacity arena. So who knows how many people. Maybe Donald Trump will give us some idea in when we listen to him tonight how many people must have been outside at the event in North Carolina tonight. There's some great audio that we'll share with you. I'll give you a little bit of that right now, in fact. Let me go to a resounding introduction from Rudy Giuliani. And of course, this one of the stories we covered yesterday was Hillary Clinton describing George. Wait, you're included in this, George, even though you're not a U.S. citizen. She was describing George because you're a Trump supporter, or Paul, and George and Kelso here, and all of you out there, every single one of you, you are irredeemables, and you are. Inside the basket of deplorables. Mm.
I love feeling deplorable, James.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you, it's bad.
What a sordid attack on Donald Trump's supporters. It shows that basically she's reduced to nothing but name-calling. The basket of deplorables, she said, that's half of Trump's supporters. They're the racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic. In other words, every one of those are either common sense or survival qualities. Anybody who isn't xenophobic, that is, a little bit cautious about a stranger, is asking to be hurt You know, I would challenge this silly, very, very sick woman. If you really want to show that you're not xenophobic, why don't you drop your bodyguards and drive late at night down to East St. Louis and walk for three blocks in any direction? And will you not be just a little bit afraid when you see a group of string bean guys in hoodies, you know, smoking crack on the street corner, looking very different from you? Will you not feel a little bit afraid? Well, of course you will. No.
One of the bodyguards she'd have to drop would be the big black guy who, I think he must be a doctor. I'm not sure, but he's the guy who rushes up to her side or holds her up every time she has a medical episode. And you saw him in action again yesterday when Hillary fell face first into her van. It was a face plant into the van. The black guy didn't do his job very well because he was holding onto her and somehow let go of her. There were two other people holding her up. She was leaning against a cement pillar. You're going to hear Rudy Giuliani right now talk about this. And the list of phobias that you mentioned, Paul. Listen to what Rudy Giuliani has to say. That, and catch this, folks. You'll hear Rudy Giuliani say that a key thing. When Hillary Clinton called us all irredeemables, we didn't use that word yesterday. That's an important one, irredeemable. We'll talk about the significance of when someone who proposes to be president of the United States calls you and I as a citizens, and Paul as an honored neighbor, irredeemables. What is her attitude towards us going to be as president if we're irredeemables and we're deplorable? I think we're on the target list. I don't think she's our president at that point. And but Rudy Giuliani makes an important point, Paul and George. Hillary, when she said this, was reading off of a teleprompter. This was a written speech. This was not like a gaffe, you know, in one of her fogged up moments. This was a composed statement. Makes it all the more stunning. Here's Rudy Giuliani talking about it today in Asheville, North Carolina.
She finally, we always knew why we didn't like her, didn't we? We always know it, right? We know why we don't like her. Now she's told us why she doesn't like us. Well, Hillary, I wasn't surprised when you said it. Well, in a way I was. I've always known this about you. I've always known you look down on people. I've always known you thought you were smarter than everyone else. I have always known that you think that the regular American people, they're just a bunch of pawns to be played with while you make millions. I've always known that about you, Hillary, for years. But you know something? I never thought you were going to say it. I never thought you were going to say it with a script.
Teleprompter.
You know what she said? She said that Trump supporters, half of them belong in a basket. They're prejudiced. They're bigoted. They're xenophobic. They're homophobic. And then a whole bunch of phobics I don't even understand. I mean, she had some phobics I never heard of. Did she mention claustrophobia? I'm not sure. Maybe the claustrophobics are for Trump. Don't worry. We'll get you over your claustrophobia. And then the other half, you know, the other half that aren't bigoted, vicious, sick, psychotic individuals, the other half are people without options. Poor, pathetic people without options. In other words, that's who we are, all of us here. I don't know which basket you're in, but I know for sure you're in a bad one. She doesn't like you. She doesn't respect you. She doesn't care about you. All she cares about are the big donors from Wall Street. All she cares about are the hundreds of millions that were flowing into the Clinton Foundation. All she cares about are the tens of millions that were going into her pocket while she was giving speeches and Bill Clinton was giving speeches. That's what she cares about. And what does Donald Trump care about? He cares about creating jobs for you. He cares about lowering taxes. He cares about giving you choice in education. He cares about opening up America as the big energy capital of the world. And he cares about overturning Obamacare. And he cares about restoring our military. He's going to tell you about it himself. He'll do it a lot better than I do, but he's our chance. We get one chance. We get it on November 8th to get rid of this woman who hates us, who's told us she hates us, and to elect a man who cares about you, who loves you, and he is only doing this for you, to fight for you against the insiders like Hillary Clinton. The next president of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
I'll pause it here. That's that Donald Trump theme song there. And we'll go to Donald Trump in just a moment. Wasn't that rousing, George and Paul?
Oh, that was tremendous. He's a great speaker, and he's really I can just feel the support building for Trump. Speaking about weird things, you know, I was at the checkout counter here in the interior of British Columbia at a supermarket today, and there's one of Canada's national newspapers, the National Post. Front page of the National Post, all about Hillary's health. It may become the major campaign issue. And it says, until very recently, the talk of her health was only for right-wing conspiracy theorists. And I thought, you know, I think we were talking about that on this radio station 2 weeks ago. I mean, we're on top of the news on the Trump phenomenon.
Yes.
Jamie, did you notice those photographs yesterday? I think it's the photograph where she's being aided into the the vehicle where she, I guess, collapsed. But something metallic fell out of from under her skirt or whatever and clinked on the ground. Did you catch that?
I missed that.
Oh, that was really weird. But
that's kind of like the green thing that came out of her mouth into her glass of water.
Oh, you must be metallophobic.
But there are weird things happening with that woman.
And by the way, I just noticed, now get this. This is, wow, is this revealing. Guess how many newspapers, now this is a trick question, so I don't want either one of you to answer. It's rhetorical and it's a trick question. Guess how many daily newspapers in America have endorsed Donald Trump?
Okay, tell us.
Zero.
Zero?
Zero.
Zero, wow.
Now, I'm just seeing this. I can't believe it. This is at Reason Magazine, which is a pretty good source. It's a libertarian magazine. And they're bragging about the fact that a paper, that Gary Johnson has more daily newspaper endorsements than Donald Trump. I wouldn't be too proud of that, Gary Johnson. What this tells me, you know, there've got to be, you know, over 500 daily newspapers in America, some big number. Not one endorsing Trump. Remember what Trump said, I'm not running against Hillary, I'm running against the media. And this shows us, Paul, that we have, the media is in fact, I mean, the fact that there isn't even one, okay, that's beyond the probability of chance. That means this is a colossus. It is a juggernaut. It's a monopoly. That's the word I'm looking for. It's a cartel. And that we, the American people, we obviously endorse Donald Trump. 66% of white people in America support Trump. 66%.
And you and I know it's a lot higher than that, James.
Yeah, that's a CNN poll that shows 66 for Trump to 23 for Clinton. Now, aren't these newspapers like organizations that serve their public? You know, aren't they designed to provide a service to the public? They're not. These are propaganda organs which have been bought up in chains by people like Sam Zell.
Is he from County Tipperary?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Exactly. You won't be seeing him. Sam Zell, yes. And so these people have been buying up our newspapers. They bought the New York Times. That was one of the first papers they bought, which is a wonderful white paper until, you know, it was bought up. Just bought up. The Chicago Tribune has been bought up. The LA Times bought up. But they don't endorse. Not one of these papers endorses Donald Trump. That's a stunning, stunning thing. I'm going to follow up on that a little bit.
You know, 20 years ago, Jamie, this would have been catastrophic. Today, frankly, I don't think it matters. Daily newspapers have been bleeding readership for 15 years. The internet is taking over, while it's shocking that apparently no newspaper, daily newspaper, has endorsed Trump. I don't mean to be flippant, but I'm not so sure it even matters. I think that a lot of not that many people would be making their decision anymore on, okay, well, what does the New York Times say? Okay, well, if it says I'll vote for Hillary, I'll vote for her. I may be wrong, but I don't think that their endorsement carries the impact that it did 15 years ago or 30 years ago. Things have moved on.
Trump has done an end run around the mainstream media. They don't support him, but he doesn't need him.
Let me today he spoke. He spoke at the National Guard Association convention, and does the National Guard love Donald Trump. Another news item today, 14 Medal of Honor recipients publicly backed Republican Donald Trump's presidential bid on Monday today. The latest set of military-themed endorsements in what has become a campaign arms race over support from notable veterans. The group includes retired Army Master Sergeant Leroy Petrie, awarded the honor for heroism in Afghanistan, 11 Vietnam veterans, and two Marines who earned their respective medals for actions in the Korean War and World War II. In a statement, Trump called the endorsements a tremendous honor. Now let's listen to Donald Trump right now. Let's listen to him in Asheville, North Carolina. And we'll see, I'll find him here on the timeline here. He was just introduced by Rudy Giuliani moments ago. And let's hear his reaction to this packed crowd in front of him. Oh, and by the way, for the visual on this, we've talked about the fact that the corrupt media won't show the crowds. Well, one of the groups that I use, one of the people groups showing the Trump events is Right Side Broadcasting. And they talked about this tonight before they put Trump on. They talked about the fact they're using their own cameras and they're showing the crowd. They're not going off of the network feed, the same media monopoly that absolutely has refused for a year to show Donald Trump's crowds. So tonight, and you can see the effect when you watch it on the Right Side Broadcasting, this huge sea of people. Here he is, Donald Trump, right after Rudy Giuliani's introduction. Today. That's his theme music. I'll skip a little bit ahead past that. And we've got a little break coming up here. When we come back from the break, the first voice you hear will be that of Donald Trump. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
I promise you Donald Trump's voice next. This is Kelso, the host here of the Trump Phenomenon. We'll get to Donald Trump in just a moment. This is a show designed for all of you deplorables out there. And one of the things we'll share tonight is Pat Buchanan's latest column out today entitled Last Chance for the Deplorables. And oh, and by the way, they'll just give you the opening of this. This is Pat Buchanan. Boy, is he a hero in this election. Speaking to 1,000 of the overprivileged at an LGBT fundraiser. And by the way, Pat got that wrong. It's I'm apologize for fact-checking Paul Patrick Buchanan. It's LGBTQ, which is, okay. Yes, they've added Q to this, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer.
Queer.
Now we can say smear the queer and it's okay.
Now, I don't know what they mean. I thought gay was queer. So queer is something else. I don't know what it is. We'll have to look it up. Maybe there's a Wikipedia article on how that's different from all those other four.
It's deplorable.
But, But anyway, speaking to 1,000 of the overprivileged at an LGBT, that's right, fundraiser, where the chairs, get this, the chairs ponied up, are you ready for this? $250,000 each.
Wow.
And Barbara Streisand sang, that's using that term sang loosely.
Very loosely, yes.
Very loosely, yeah. Hillary Clinton gave New York social liberals what they came to hear. And then, quote, you could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables, right? Smirked Clinton to cheers and laughter. The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it, they are irredeemable, but they are not America. This was no verbal slip. Clinton had invited the press in to cover the LGBT gala at Cipriani Wall Street, where the cheap seats went for $1,200. Okay, so that's the top seats went for $250,000. The cheap seats went for $1,200. And she had tried out her new lines earlier on Israeli TV. And here's a quote from her talk to Israeli TV. Quote, you can take Trump supporters and put them in two baskets. First, there are the deplorables, the racists and the haters, and the people who think somehow he's going to restore an America that no longer exists. So just eliminate them from your thinking. And who might be in the other basket backing Donald Trump? They are people, said Clinton, quote, who feel that the government has let them down. The economy has let them down. Nobody cares about them. These are people we have to understand and empathize with, unquote. Yeah. Now that's she's saying this earlier to Israeli TV, and also another interesting choice for audience, LGBT, yeah. LGBTQ and Israeli TV. In short, Trump's support consists of one half xenophobes, bigots and racists, and one half losers we should pity. And she is running, writes Pat Buchanan, on the slogan "Stronger Together." Okay, it just gets better from there. So let's go to Donald Trump now. Boy, I'll tell you, Pat Buchanan is really, he in his old age, he is getting better and better. No wine before its time, I'll tell you. He is just getting better with age. Let me find Donald Trump. I got so many windows in which Donald Trump, here he is in the National Guard Association. Here he is in Asheville. We're resuming where we left off. Donald Trump's coming to the podium in Asheville at the U.S. Cellular Center. Probably about 10,000 people going wild.
You,
losers and deplorables.
Wow. That's a lot of people.
Oh, my gosh. We're running right into another break.
Thank you very much,
but
everybody.
The next voice you hear will be Donald Trump right on the other side of this break. And we'll go to your calls, too.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Fight.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's
back, folks. You're listening to the Trump Phenomenon. Let's go to Donald Trump. Here he is, starting out his presentation in Asheville, North Carolina, to an absolutely packed house that we can now see on the camera today.
In 56 days, we are going to win this state, and we're going to win back the White House. And by the way, we have thousands of people outside trying to get in. Would anybody like to give up their place? Anybody? No, no. Thank you all very much. It's a great honor. To win back the White House, however, you must get out and vote. And remember that this means early voting, which begins on October 20th. So you have to go out, vote on the 8th, or early vote starting from October 20th. This This is our chance. In my opinion, it's our last chance. I really believe that. It's our last chance to take it back, to fix our rigged system, and to create prosperity for each and every American. True. It's our last chance, folks. This is it. After that, we have a whole new, different country, and you're not going to like it very much.
Wow.
The vision of hope stands in stark contrast to my opponent's campaign of hate. Hillary Clinton has been running a hate-filled and negative campaign with no policy, no solutions, and no new ideas. True. I've been going around the country offering very detailed plans for reform and change. All of these reform plans are available on our website, and they're extensive, but we have no choice. We have no choice. Well, my opponent slanders you as deplorable and irredeemable. Working American patriots who love your country and want a better future for all our people. True. Your mothers and fathers, soldiers and sailors, carpenters and welders, you are lawyers. You are very rich people in some cases. You are the top of your class. You are the top of your university. You are professors. You are everybody. You are everybody. You're Democrats, you're independents, you're Republicans. Above all else, you are Americans and you're entitled. That honors you, cherishes you, and totally defends you. And that's what you're going to get if you vote for Donald Trump.
I'll pause it right there. And the when he began the speech in Asheville, kind of symbolically of what he's just saying, this, and this really is the heart of Donald Trump, he turned around at the podium, and he's behind him are three giant North Carolina flags, state flags, a red, white, and a blue, and three giant American flags interspersed. And he grasped the cloth of the American flag and of the North Carolina flag and held it. And it was just a symbolic moment where he was saying, I love my country and I love my people. Hillary Clinton is nary a flag to be found anywhere near Hillary Clinton.
Except maybe the rainbow flag of the LGBTQXYZ sexually dysfunctional.
Donald Trump also, when it comes to this, when it comes to people's personal lives and so on, Donald Trump is actually a very he's not a pinched guy. What the LGBTQ crowd has going is making their lives, making a, as they do with rainbow parades, a parade of their lifestyle, making it a norm, preaching it to the rest of the country, demanding that you accept whatever odd thing we do, you must accept it as being just as good as your married life and so on, et cetera. And there's the rub right there. There is this promotion of the destruction of the norms that go back thousands of years of our people. Donald Trump isn't going to hunt down any of the people at that LGBTQ event. He's going to make a country that's better for them. If they had brains in their head, they'd realize it's better for them. But the social justice warriors like Hillary Clinton, their goal is not really to make anything in the world better for anybody, any citizen. These people are social justice warriors who they're fanatics. They are fanatics, and they are like the ideologues of the Bolshevik Revolution. They're fanatics, and like the fanatics of the Bolshevik Revolution, they hate white people. And, when Donald Trump says, you're not going to like it, If we lose on November 8th, the country that you're going to get, you're not going to like it. Well, let's extend the analogy to the Bolshevik Revolution. The Bolsheviks, after they seized power, went on a half a century and longer campaign of exterminating white people. They specifically the kulaks. You could take the word kulaks in the Ukraine. What were they? I mean, kulak. Well, that's a strange word, and so on. What were they? They were exterminating under Lazar Moiseyevich Kaganovich, which is if you translate that out of the attempt to make it sound Russian, his really name is Lazarus Moses Cohen was his name. He was in charge of the extermination in Ukraine, and he was just exterminating white people. Why? Because they were white people. He killed everybody, babies, children, women. It wasn't a campaign against farmers or kulaks. They killed everybody except themselves, the people like Lazarus Moses Cohen. Let's go back now to I want to get reactions from Paul and George too. That's a bundle that we just heard there from Giuliani, Trump, and Buchanan.
All right, I'll chime in. Trump went to a diner today in Dundalk, Maryland, right outside of Baltimore. The ultra-liberal Baltimore Sun said Trump was mobbed by supporters as he made a circuit around the main dining room, shaking hands and posing for pictures. He didn't give a speech, but had brief interactions with fans who clearly adored him. And there's another paragraph going, Dundalk used to have General Motors, Bethlehem Steel, and about six other factories. Now Dundalk has no factories at all. Funny how that works. So I think all the deplorables and all the losers and all the phobes of Dundalk, they seem to kind of like Donald Trump.
That's a great story. Paul, your thoughts on these three men and what we just heard?
I thought Giuliani's introduction was powerful, really, really well done. And Buchanan, as always in this past year, is so perceptive. And I think they're both basically saying that there is a huge a tidal wave that's largely being ignored by much of the mainstream media, which has a vested interest in keeping Hillary Clinton in the White House, or Senator to the White House, and keeping Donald Trump out. I really sense that as upsetting as it is that he so far hasn't the endorsement of any major paper. I think in the end it maybe really doesn't matter. People are making up their own mind. You can see that in the huge crowds that are coming out of ordinary people. It's not the $250,000 or per chairman or vice chairman crowd of homosexuals and the otherly sexed that are supporting Hillary. I mean, she is the representative of the tired, degenerate American establishment, and I think the Americans are rising up. That's what I feel.
Well,
that's us deplorables. We're rising up, Paul.
And notice that Hillary, in a great, tremendous act of chutzpah, using those terms of contempt for us. Let's hope she's blown it. You'll notice that Giuliani jumped on it, Trump jumped on it, we're jumping on it, on her act of chutzpah. These people can't control themselves if they've had a weakness in their efforts to take over white nations in the past, and currently, it's this inability to shut up and stop bragging about what they're doing. There's something about them. They in order to really, they need to somehow revel in what they're inflicting on us. It's not just enough to inflict it. And thankfully, that serves to wake some folks up, George.
Yeah, I like something Trump said today. And he was able to, with a straight face, saying Hillary is conducting a a campaign of hate. So now he's able to use that word. That word used to be reserved only for the mainstream to refer to us deplorables. And now he's able to say, she is the hater. She hates you. And everywhere he's going now, he can point his finger to all 15,000 people and say, my opponent hates you.
Yeah,
that's pretty strong stuff.
And for you that are a little bit better than that, she feels sorry for you because you're losers. Here's how Pat Buchanan closes his column today. For the last chance to restore America, that's just what Trump you just heard him say that. As Trump himself told Christian Broadcasting's Brody File on Friday, September 9th, is slipping away. And this is a quote from that appearance. Trump said, I think this will be the last election if I don't win. Ooh, wow. The last election, folks, because you're going to have people flowing across the border. You're going to have illegal immigrants coming in, and they're going to be legalized, and they're going to be able to vote. And once that all happens, you can forget it. Unquote, Donald Trump. Politically and we've never heard a major political figure ever say any of that. Politically and demographically, this is Buchanan writing now, America is at a tipping point. Minorities are now 40% of the population. And by the way, let me interrupt myself by saying Pat Buchanan is the best guy we've got on research and facts. And the key to that is his gal Friday, Linda Mueller. Some of us have met Linda Mueller. Linda Mueller is just a force to be reckoned with. These great facts that Buchanan comes up were researched by Linda Mueller. You'll see her name appearing on the website, Buchanan.org, and at the beginning of his books. Minorities are now 40% of the population and will be 30% of the electorate in November. If past trends hold, 4 of 5 will vote for Clinton. Meanwhile, white folks, I like that. Pat Buchanan uses the right term. White folks, gee, he said it, who normally vote 60% Republican, will fall to 70% of the electorate, the lowest ever, and will decline in every subsequent presidential year. The passing of the greatest generation and silent generation, and soon the baby boom generation, is turning former red states like Virginia, North Carolina, Colorado, Arizona, and Nevada purple, and putting crucial states like Florida and Ohio in peril. What has happened to America is astonishing. A country 90% Christian after World War II has been secularized by a dictatorial Supreme Court with only feeble protest and resistance. A nation 90% of whose population traced their roots to Europe will have been changed by mass immigration and an invasion across its southern border into a predominantly third world country by 2014. That's, of course, the transition from white to non-white. What will then be left of the old America to conserve? No wonder Clinton was so giddy at the LGBT bash. They are taking America away from the, quote, haters, unquote, as they look down in moral supremacy on the pitiable middle Americans who are passing away. But a question arises for 2017. Why should middle America, given what she thinks of us, render a President Hillary Clinton and her regime any more allegiance or loyalty? She's looking forward there, Paul, in case Hillary wins. Why should we pay her any allegiance or loyalty? Folks, do you hear the word revolt in there? No, no allegiance, no loyalty. That's a revolt.
Yeah.
You can't. Yep. So should she get elected? Why should we pay Clinton and her regime any more allegiance or loyalty than Colin Kaepernick renders to the America he so abhors? And that's that.
I'm glad that he spoke out about the disgusting National Football League. What a hideous stain on America the NFL has become.
Yep.
Boycott the NFL. It's too late for that. We need Donald Trump.
So, and by the way, folks, let me introduce that topic here. What's going to happen to this radio show? We're coming up to Yogi Berra's fork in the road. One of two things is going to happen. Trump is going to win, and we will keep this show alive as an 8-year celebration of all the great things that happen in that the greatest of all presidencies. What if Clinton wins? Are we going to shut this show down? No. Because Pat Buchanan says it right there. Any more allegiance? Why? Any more allegiance or loyalty to President Clinton's regime? So this show will be part of the alternative media revolt. As we'll be running this show under the heel of President Clinton. So it's going to be an incredible. We've got that fork in the road coming, folks. And in what, 50? How many days away?
52.
We'll be back right after this break, folks.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. If I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving, I'm proud and white and I got a song to sing. Well, I've said a few things and I'll admit it. If you want to get ahead, you got to hump and get it. I'm a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Hump and get it now.
I like a fiddle. That's Merle Haggard, and he did like to fiddle. What a musician. He was most proud of his guitar playing, more than his singing, which was the best ever, and his writing the best ever, but he actually was most proud of his guitar picking and his fiddling. We've just got one segment left here, folks. We've missed our callers. Too much going on here to reach our callers. Let me just see who we missed here. I've got an apology to give to Tom in Florida, Jeff in Chicago, and William in Montana. All of you guys are regulars, so I know you'll understand. I want to play Donald Trump. I know you want to hear Trump more than you want to hear me or yourselves even. Here's Donald Trump speaking to the National Guard convention today in Baltimore. And listen to this. It's pretty compelling what he has to say. And listen to the audience's reaction when he talks about what we just talked about. What are we going to do if Trump doesn't win? What are we going to do?
11 attacks. The National Guard was sent to assist in the aid and recovery. And these are serious, serious bad days for our country. The recovery efforts at Ground Zero in New York City, and I was there and I know what you went through. Since 9/11, there have been 780,000 members of the National Guard deployed overseas, including those with multiple deployments. Right now, 10,000 members of the National Guard are in Iraq, Afghanistan, and many other countries all across the world and doing an unbelievable job. Members of the National Guard come from all walks of life, work in every kind of job imaginable, and juggle 1,000 different challenges as they raise their kids, serve their states, and answer the call of duty for their country. I am given the honor to serve as your president, which I think will happen, but we're going to soon find out. We hope.
And we're going to close with that, folks, that support from the crowd as he's looking for it himself. I'm sure he's wondering what he's going to do. If we lose, it's not Donald Trump will lose, we lose. And so let's end with that thought. Paul and George will come back with Donald Trump is going to be in Des Moines, Iowa tomorrow and at noon, the Seven Flags Event Center. So we'll have full coverage of that on tomorrow's show. He's also going to be in Aston, Pennsylvania. We'll cover that. See you tomorrow night, folks.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.